Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:36 and 30. All right. Well, it is the time of year when everyone starts really getting into the holiday spirit. Most TV stations are going to be playing holiday movies. I'm trying to think, what is it? A Christmas Story gets played like 24 hours straight on one of the anyway, people are watching Christmas movies, holiday movies. But you have to ask the question, is it a holiday movie with a couple of these? Obviously, there was some giveaways, some easy ones that are, yes, that's a Christmas movie. But I want to get your take on some of these other ones, because I think some of them are and other ones aren't. Obviously, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Some would argue that as a Halloween movie. But, I mean, there's really no doubt in my mind that that's a Christmas movie. I mean, it's got to be. He's dressed up as Santa Claus, for God's sakes. So that one, yes. All right. That Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's get that off the list. That's a Christmas movie. End of story. But now here's some other ones. Number five on the list was Lethal Weapon. The OG Lethal Weapon. 16% said it's a Christmas movie. 84% say it's not a Christmas movie. I'm going to say it's not. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I want your opinion on all of these. Number four was Frozen. I was surprised by this one. 22% say it was a Christmas movie. 78% said it's not a Christmas movie. I feel like that's very Christmassy. I know there's not actual, like, it's not a, oh, we're celebrating Christmas. But, I mean, it's Frozen, for God's sakes. There's nothing but snow and all that stuff. I think it's a Christmas movie. I think you could get around watching it on Christmas time without offending anyone. Well, apparently not. Maybe 78% of people would be offended. Gremlins. 40% say it's a Christmas movie. 60% say it's not a Christmas movie. I'm on the fence on that one. I think it could be. I think that one could justify being called a Christmas movie. Number two, Home Alone. Absolutely a Christmas movie. Are you kidding me? 3% said it was not. I want to meet those 3% of Grinches that don't think Home Alone is a Christmas movie. This one is what divides the country. This number one movie is what really splits us apart. Die Hard. The original Die Hard. All right? 56% say it's a Christmas movie. 44% say it's not a Christmas movie. That's the closest one right there. I absolutely think it's a Christmas movie. All right? It takes part during a holiday party at the building. All right? It's during a holiday party. Right there, that's a giveaway that it's a Christmas movie, okay? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's get your take on this. We'll see if we can finally put a kibosh on these movies and make sure we know what we're watching this holiday season is actually a holiday movie. All righty, good morning. 7:47. All right, so this morning we are talking about whether or not these certain movies are holiday movies or not. You know, this list was put together, and there's some on here that, you know, I don't really see as holiday movies, like Eyes Wide Shut, Batman Returns, not really. But how do you distinguish? You know, what's the deciding factor? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Obviously, I think we can all agree that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. There's no doubt about that. Gremlins, I guess. Again, we got to figure out what constitutes a holiday movie. Let's take a couple phone calls here and see what you guys think on some of these holiday movies. WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock, this is Dougie.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Hey, man. Well, one movie that comes to mind was Reindeer Games.
Ooh, there's another one that could be, it's on the fence, you know? What we have to distinguish is just because it's filmed during the wintertime or it's set in the wintertime, does it count as a holiday movie? I think The Reindeer Games does.
Right, you know, you got all the Christmas lights,
yep.
You know, the
yep.
Snow, everything. It's Christmas season. I don't know.
I agree. I think that one definitely needs to be added to the list as a holiday movie.
I always like to pick the ones that are kind of on the fence.
That's right. That's right. So. WIRX, hello.
Hello. Good morning. You want the debate for Christmas?
Yeah.
Do the credits run with Christmas music playing?
Is that the deciding factor for you?
That's the deciding factor. When you walk out of that movie, you're thinking Christmas.
I think that's a valid argument to add into there. All right, so now we got to put that in. I'm going to have to look at all these movie credits and see if there's Christmas music at the end. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Bye. That might actually help. I think, you know what? I think we can, if it has Christmas music at the end, if that's playing during the credits, you know what? It's a Christmas movie. It's a holiday movie. There's no arguing. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back here in a little bit. Good morning. 8:35. And 30. Hunter is not here today. He took the day off. But my co-host is pretty attractive, almost at Hunter's level. Kiki, good morning.
Good morning. Almost.
Almost. Right. Almost there. No, you're the prettiest co-host a guy could ask for.
Oh, thanks.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good.
Yeah?
What have you been talking about today?
We talked about movies.
I did chime in on that, I tuned in, I guess. I didn't get to chime in, but I was at home yelling.
Yeah.
But these are not Christmas movies.
Well, how dare you say it? So Die Hard is not a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. And I measure it on, like, the good, cozy, you know, like, feelings.
Well, you
the,
can't
warm
just,
and fuzzies.
You can't just
you
have
give
it
me
on,
the warm and fuzzies.
You can't otherwise, just have warm and fuzzies.
Otherwise, it's just a movie that happens to take place in the season of
a holiday. What is not warm and fuzzy about John McClane kicking Hans Gruber out of the tower as he falls to his death?
There should be no death in a Christmas movie.
That's not true. Hey, in It's a Wonderful Life, he commits suicide.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. No. Remember, he commits suicide, and then Clarence.
No, it's right before he commits suicide.
Oh, is it right before? So yeah. He's going to. So,
it's
I mean,
like
that's pretty dark.
His life, like, after he's gone.
All I know is...
No, but it still has, like, this whole meaningful thing, and it's a life lesson.
I feel like you're splitting hairs now at this point. Okay, what about Frozen? Is Frozen a Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie.
How is it not a...
It's a good alternative because it does take place in a wintry wonderland with ice and snow. So I think that you can still watch it at Christmas time, and it kind of gives you the same feel of cold Christmas-like weather.
Your description is perfect.
But it's not
perfect.
A Christmas movie.
No. I'm going to disagree with you, respectfully.
Because if a Christmas movie should only be watched at Christmas time or around the Christmas season, and Frozen is it's all seasons. People watch it all
but
the
it's
time.
It's called Frozen.
And they don't feel like they're watching a Christmas movie.
I don't.
You're wrong, bro.
I'm not. Okay, what about A Nightmare Before Christmas?
No. Why is, no.
There's Santa
no
Claus in that.
Movie should be about nightmares.
It's
isn't that more of a Halloween movie?
Well, see, that's what everyone's arguing. I think it's a Christmas movie because he's tired of Halloween. He wants to do what Saint Nick gets to do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Christmas what about okay?
Can only be
now
happy.
You perv. You just watched Eyes Wide Shut.
I did not realize that was a
it's a very erotic movie.
Erotic movie.
But that one was on the list. You think is after seeing it now, is that a Christmas movie?
Because there's like one holiday party.
But it's a holiday party. Granted, it was a sex party, but it was still a holiday party.
No. So if there's a movie and maybe like a bunch of kids dress up for Halloween and a part of a movie, does it make it a Halloween movie?
Yeah, it does.
No.
If Halloween is in it, it's a Halloween movie. You almost got it there. Okay, so we can't watch Die Hard this holiday season?
No, that's not a Christmas movie. Which, you know what? I'm not really about Christmas movies anyways. To be honest, It's a Wonderful Life. Is that the one? No. What's the one we were just talking about? A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, that one I love. I actually end up watching that with my mom pretty much every other year when I'm home for Christmas. But... otherwise, I really don't watch a lot of Christmas movies.
Well, because you're a Grinch, that's why.